online at kitchenradio.com.au. This is The Kitchen.
A Mexican football fan by the name of Arturo Garcia. He's a fan of the Mexican team, naturally, as I'm sure most of Mexico is. And, you know, if when you really want to see something, like, say if you get, you know, to your mates to see the game or whatever, you may make up a little lie to kind of get up whatever you're doing at home and go and see, you know, go and see what you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
However, this guy told a pretty big lie. He told his wife that he was going to the local convenience store to buy some supplies. However, instead of that, what he decided to do instead, as any average person would do, was to actually fly to Russia to watch the game.
Wow. From Mexico.
I don't think it was even on the knockout stage
that
of
is
the Confederations
next level.
Cup, which is now wrapped up. When do you think the wife noticed? When do you think... You'd hate it if his face was turned up on TV in one of the crowd shots.
Like if he was one of the guys streaking across the field or something like that. What are you doing in Russia?
I wonder how the Russians would take streaks.
I don't think they would take it at all.
I don't think they'd take it well.
they probably don't do that, though, as a just subtle suggestion, I guess. But, I don't know when she would have found out. Probably, like, how long does it take to get to the convenience store? Like, is it close?
It would have been a hell of a traffic jam.
Oh, man. Imagine the excuse when he came back. Oh, what took you so long? Oh, I got caught in traffic. The convenience store is like down the road, like 100 metres.
I got caught in traffic.
How'd you get caught in traffic? Oh, you know, there's a guy playing the soccer match.
Decided to take the underground approach.
Yeah, today we're going to do something different. We're boring underneath the ground about 3
That's why it took so long.
Yeah, I had to get a plane to get there as well. Jeez, you would not believe it's the biggest trip ever.
Kitchenradio.com.au